From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Oh, this is Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you today? So, the theme from the daytime show last week, I'm going to continue into this monster broadcast today because I don't have a choice. Because it's being handed to me. It's being forced upon me. And as I was sitting here waiting for this is it. This is the holy grail of my week, is coming here and sitting inside the Crossbreed Holster Studio with you every week for these 3 hours. As I'm sitting here, I'm watching a repeat broadcast of Chris Wallace on Fox News on one of the monitors here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And I'm watching an individual who I admittedly have never heard of, Pete Buttigieg, South Bend, Indiana mayor, 37 years old, openly gay, Democrat, leftist, progressive socialist, right? Because he's a Democrat, they're socialists nowadays. That's what they are. So let's just let them own it, what they are. And I'm listening to this guy, and I'm thinking, wow, look at this guy. He's 37 years old. He's talking about how he's not like everybody else. He's 37 years old. He's because, you know, he come up in the age of school shootings, which admits to me that it's a fairly recent phenomenon, right? Yeah, that's what he just said without knowing he said it. I hope others were paying attention. But as I'm watching and listening to him, I'm thinking, okay, what makes this guy different? And Chris Wallace threw a couple questions out, and he started going after some of the dopey progressive stuff that the Cortezes and the rest of these people are signing on to, this Green New Deal and everything else. And he says, yeah, we have to do it. And I thought, so here this guy's trying to be different than everybody else, and he's just signed on to rebuilding every structure in America because we have to. He has signed on to progressive values. Those are two words that don't belong in the same sentence, kind of like career and politician, progressive values. There are no progressive values. They change with the breeze. They are what they are until they have total power and control. Then you'll really see what progressive values are, but I digress. Excuse me. So this guy's just like the rest of them. He's toeing the line for all of them. It's the whole gun control thing. This is going to be the dividing line here in America right now. Has never been this great for a presidential election ever. And I'm actually off my script a little bit because of this, because like I said, I was just watching him about 15 minutes ago, and I thought it fascinating. I'm right yet again. The leftists, progressive socialists, are going to do their level best. I don't know how many of them are there running now, 1,000 or something? They're all going to try to out-left each other. And there will be an opportunity for someone who can come in as a true and claim to be a true moderate and paint the rest of them as the lefties that they are as just that. And actually, and see, that amazes me that Bloomberg, for some reason, didn't figure that out. Except for the fact that we all know after my commentary last week and the week before that Bloomberg knows he's more powerful outside the White House. He figured that part of it out. That's why he's not running. But I am right in the sense that you're going to have to see some type of moderate, because America's not going to elect a socialist leftist that wants to destroy this country. Not going to happen. They're too stupid to figure that out. But regardless, we'll talk about a whole bunch of this stuff today. In the meantime, the theme from the daytime show last week, all week, was pretty simple. Because as I said, they just kept handing it to me on a platter. It's never ending. And frankly, it's kind of pathetic. Every single day by 9 o'clock in the morning, I have enough content to give you a solid week of radio programs by 9 a.m. And by 10 a.m., I'm already having to go through the triage and eliminate the ones on the back end because it continues to come after me. I've never seen anything like I've seen the last 2 weeks, in particular the last week of those 2 weeks. I was laughing about it on the daytime show. I could have done you a whole day's worth of radio and not had enough time to cover what I had by 9 a.m. as far as material. And then, of course, you got to go throughout the day because the show airs at 4 to 5 Eastern live, 1 to 2 Pacific live, and Lord knows what's happening during those 8 hours before you go on the air. So it's been remarkable. I've never seen anything like it. But so just how easy has it been? Let me give you an example. Just today, one of the leading stories on Drudge Report. Get this. I find humor in this. University of Michigan sent into a panic. Now, I used to live in Ann Arbor, so maybe that's where, for those of you who might not know, that's where the University of Michigan is located. But I have to wonder where have we come as a society when I read something like this? University of Michigan was sent into a panic this week, just yesterday. Active shooter situation was texted, and it was tweeted out by the UM, and it actually said, UM e-alert, active shooter in Mason Hall, run, hide, fight. Students began barricading themselves wherever they happened to be. They were tweeting pictures out in panic of piled up desks and chairs in front of doors. They were asking by text and calls what to do and seeking updates. Pretty scary stuff, right? Yeah, imagine being them, because their update said, their alert said, UM e-alert, active shooter in Mason Hall, run, hide, fight. Of course, my response is fight with what? All right, but you know that about me. We'll go there. So they were seeking help. What's going on? What's happening? It's pretty scary, except that it wasn't an active shooter. No. The entire University of Michigan campus was basically locked down, became off limits. All over the news, stay away from UM downtown. Stay away from the Diag. See, I do know. I used to live in Ann Arbor. If you don't know what the Diag is, look it up. It's the center of campus. It wasn't an active shooter. So while everybody was freaking out, it was because there were some teenagers in front of Mason Hall that were probably people of the age that Pelosi wants to vote, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16, you know, because they should all have a voice. But it was some students out in front of Mason, some teenagers, not even students, in front of Mason Hall. You can't make this stuff up. They were popping balloons outside on the street, you know, pop, 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 pop. Now, I've popped lots of balloons in my lifetime, and I've never had to put hearing protection on to pop balloons. You know why? Because balloons aren't that loud, and balloons don't sound like gunfire. But this is where we are today. You cannot make this stuff up. Students freaking out in front of doors because some teenagers are popping balloons. We are raising, and this is gonna just raise the ire of you progressives that are listening, maybe driving down the road right now. Be careful. Don't run off the road because I'm going to upset you. Because we're raising a generation of weaklings so terrified and scared of anything that makes noise. Because the media has conditioned today's youth. I don't even know what generation they call each other. I don't even know what generation is it that's in college now. X, Z, I don't even know. Couldn't even care. Couldn't care less. But the media has conditioned you to automatically assume that anything that makes a noise is someone spraying bullets from an evil semi-automatic. It was teenagers popping balloons. Now, this is where, okay, this is what we get in an age of students walking around campus, trust me on this one, with their faces buried in some stupid device instead of paying attention to their surroundings. And if you don't believe me for 1 second that there was no one around that could have said, hey, wait a minute, losers, it's just a bunch of kids out there popping balloons, you'd probably be right. You know why? Because there was probably nobody who didn't have their face buried in one of those stupid devices. And if you don't believe me, go take a walk around the nearest college campus where you live. I've done it. I went to see Dr. John Lott with my wife, a close personal friend of mine. We had breakfast with him before his speech, his talk, in a classroom at Kennesaw State University a couple years ago. And my wife and I sat there in the student building and watched in amazement. In amazement. It will blow your mind. But I saw it with my own eyes, watched in amazement as these kids walked all over campus with their faces buried in a phone, passing each other like they didn't even see each other. Groups of people walking together, all of them with their faces buried in a phone, not even talking to each other. Good Lord. When I was in college, we actually interacted with people. I actually kept my eyes on girls and actually tried to talk to a few of them, some successfully, some not. But my gosh, we talked to each other. So there was probably nobody out there that saw the kids because their faces were, they heard something go pow, 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 and ran away. Like the little chicken littles that they've been conditioned by a bunch of progressives running a 24-hour news cycle. It's true, and you know it. So a nation of chicken littles. And don't give me that sorry line. See, right now there's that goofball socialist listening to me screaming at his radio because it's the guns, you idiot. That's why we're so scared anymore, because we're killing each other. To which I reply, no, little goofball socialist driving around upset. It's because you can't tell the difference between a pink balloon being popped and the report of a gunshot, which can be heard, by the way, far away and is unmistakable to anybody raised outside your goofball little world. There's a big difference between a pink balloon going pop and a gunshot. Trust me, you'd know it if you heard it. I suggest you get out more often. Maybe go to a range and learn something so the next time you don't run and hide from balloons. You can't make this stuff up. They just keep handing it to you. When we come back, I'm going to continue to kind of go off a little bit. Then Kevin Michalowski, managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, is going to be here. A.W.R. Hawkins is going to be here. Andy Hoosier is going to be here. We're going to give away a gun box. Go to Facebook.com. Like and share the post. You'll see it. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Let me tell you something. Before I get asked, and I'm going to get asked, I haven't checked my email yet. If you want to participate in the program with me, you know the routine. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I got a lot of email last week. The daytime shows were powerful. The messages were huge. And we're going to continue that today. And as a result of that, if you want to participate, you want to say something to me, reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. We'll get on to monitoring those emails live in just a couple of minutes, I promise you. But I'm going to get the email, hey, where's Gottlieb, man? We miss hearing from Alan. Alan's got a lot to tell us, but he just can't right now because he's fighting the fight. He's fighting the battle. He is on his way to Portland to fight for gun rights after getting back from CPAC, sick as a dog, and going out to outside Seattle and spending a day out there fighting for gun rights in between work and everything else and now traveling to Portland. Alan will be back, and he wanted me to pass along that he misses you too. He will be back with us shortly, I promise you. Think about it this way. When he comes back, oh my gosh, all the stuff he's going to have to tell us, and I already know how much it is. So just hang in there, I promise you. He will be back very, very soon. And I want to apologize to you in advance. We've finally got some spring weather around here. My sinuses are acting up like crazy, so bear with me. I hope it's not bothering you. All right. Story after story all week long last week. One right after the other. So many of them that I didn't have time to get back and mention them. Jim, you got me, brother? All right, yeah, looks like we're having a little problem with our connection. I apologize. Maybe somebody doesn't want me telling you about all the stuff we have to talk about with you today because there's so much of it. Let me go back to this. Connecticut State Supreme Court ruling in a lawsuit, again, this is after Sandy Hook, after Newtown, that Remington, the lawsuit against Remington by the Sandy Hook folks, can proceed in the wake of the Sandy Hook massacre. Slamming Remington with a lawsuit as if Remington is responsible for the actions of Adam Lanza. We have what's called the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, to make sure that that doesn't happen. The Second Amendment Foundation and Alan Gottlieb put out a press release earlier this week saying, no, that's like blaming for it. We all know that. And as I told you during the week, anybody that's intellectually honest knows that's wrong. We don't sue Ford because a driver used their vehicle to drive drunk and slaughter a family in a minivan after leaving a church service. It doesn't happen that way. We don't go after Ford. We go after the drunk. We go after Adam Lanza. And if he's killed himself, we're going to have to accept that he's in a worse place and it hurt. But we don't go after Remington. The court basically threw out everything except one issue, that the advertising was enticing to Adam Lanza. So we're to believe that he chose a Remington because of an advertisement he saw. Now, this case is not going to go anywhere, I don't believe. Unfortunately, it's going to cost Remington millions of dollars. And guess who's going to bankroll the suit against them for the other side? Deep pocket Michael Bloomberg. That's what's getting ready to happen. So they're blaming the advertising. I mean, you got to laugh at this stuff. There's not much else you can do. They're blaming the advertisement of Remington for Adam Lanza going psycho, murdering his mother, blowing her face off, stealing her guns, going to the school, and murdering 26 people. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. What else happened? Oh, man. Well, Kentucky, on the other front, became the 16th permitless/constitutional carry state. Governor Bevin signed that into law. That's a beautiful thing. We'll talk about that later tonight, as we will have more on Connecticut, I promise you. Dick's Sporting Goods. Can't forget about Dick's Sporting Goods, can we? Dick's Sporting Goods. What happened to them? In the face of a terrible decision by its progressive CEO, Ed Stack, costing the company untold millions, now pulling guns, all guns, from 125 stores and hunting supplies. Do you know why? Because no one who shoots or buys guns or hunts will ever go back to Dick's ever again. Not even to buy a shirt, a pair of cleats for their kids, or a koozie cup. It ain't going to happen. You see, while the Moms to Ban Action crowd runs their mouths, we actually act. And when we say we're not going to do it because we don't like being blamed by the CEO, progressive socialist of Dick's Sporting Goods, for the actions of the Parkland killer, we mean it. We will never go back there and buy from you ever again. Now, get this. Keep this in mind. Ed Stack is the CEO of Dick's. His sole responsibility is to make as much money as possible for the shareholders. That's his number one responsibility as chief executive officer, is to make as much money as possible for shareholders. He is now costing his company millions by putting his progressive socialist political agenda ahead of his and his company's best interest and the interest of the stockholders. Imagine that. This guy apparently clearly graduated from the Ocasio-Cortez School of Management and Economics, right? You can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. Here's what he had to say. He said, and I quote, "If we had a mulligan, we'd do it all over again," after admitting his decision is crushing sales. That's who I want running my board. It just, you cannot make this stuff up. It was the Cortez School of Management and Economics, right? Man, oh man. More on that tonight, I promise. But first, before I go any farther now, I'm going to make a prediction for you. Dick's will begin closing some of its flagship sporting goods stores, Dick's Sporting Goods, shortly. Give it a year, maybe two. Promise you. Yeah, they will. They're going to start closing some of their stores lately. But if he had a mulligan, he'd do it all over again. Now, I don't have any inside information on that. That's just a gut feeling. But we've been around this room before. Not our first rodeo. We've seen this. I promise you. As much as you, I know you won't, I know I won't, none of us. And I use this example myself personally. I like to use my own personal life as an example for you, because we do live this lifestyle that we talk about together. I actually live it just like you do. I used to buy boating supplies for my boat. You know, I'd go in there and I think I bought a couple tubes. I think I might have bought a life jacket or something like that. I don't know any gun owner, never again, I don't know any gun owner who as much as bought a round of ammunition from Dick's, a bow, or a target from them since Parkland. Not one. And we never will. I promise you that. We never will. More on that tonight. Pennsylvania Democrats introducing gun registration bill. Man, you won't believe what the little socialists in PA want to do for you. Probably will. More on that later tonight. I promise. We're going to cover a lot of ground with AWR Hawkins. Next, Kevin Michalowski, managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine and a good friend of mine, is going to be here. We're going to talk about a new revolver that he help design with Charter Arms, and we're going to tell you how you can get your paws on it, and then we're going to talk about some other fun stuff and the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo Pittsburgh coming up to see you May 17th, 18th, and 19th. We'll cover a lot of ground with Kevin in the next two segments back after this. Okay, gun lover, this is for you. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you seven chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself?
Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Simple, quick, 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. I want to apologize again to you for having some type of weird connection. The engineers, we couldn't figure out why. Everybody was hearing each other, but apparently you weren't. And so let me just say I apologize to the affiliates one more time for that. Hopefully we don't have that issue, but it is live radio. Sometimes things like that happen. If it does, why, you might hear some really cool music until I come back up, but we don't expect there to be a problem. Anyway, texting to 87222, armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. I've been telling you about this for a week. This ends on the 22nd. That is Friday. So what, you've got about 5 days here to jump on this. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Our partners at the USCCA want to do this for you. They want to give you 7 chances to take home $1,123 to win the 1911 that will be revealed to you when you text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. I already know what the gun is, but I'm not going to tell you because I want you to text it. I don't want you to do it while you're driving. Don't be that bonehead that texts and drives. If you're listening to me drive down the road, make sure you pull off somewhere safe. Do it when you get home. You can wait. You've got until the 22nd. Make sure to text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and you will get seven chances to win the beautiful concealed carry 1911 that will be revealed to you when you do that. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Don't forget all of our other sponsors. More about them later on in the program. Let me go back now to my good friend. We'll go to the phones and talk with Mr. Kevin Michalowski, the managing editor. He is the grand poobah of everything Concealed Carry Magazine up in West Bend, Wisconsin, and Iowa, Wisconsin. Kevin Michalowski. Kevin, welcome to the program, brother. Just had you back on in shot, so it hasn't been too long. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Mark. It sounds like we're giving away guns all over the place today. So
it's ridiculous, isn't it, man? I mean, there's seven, but seven of them are going to... I'm getting emails now, Kevin. Can you just tell me what the gun is? My answer is no. Go take
no,
the word
no,
arm.
I can't. That's the whole idea of the surprise.
That's the whole idea is the surprise itself. And you know, while I'm on this, let me remind listeners, tonight we are giving away a gun box in the final segment of today's program. That's going to be at 7:48 p.m. in that segment, Pacific time, 10:48 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be segment four of the third hour. Wherever you are listening, you can do the time zone slots wherever you're at. Okay, but 10:48 p.m. Eastern, 7:48 p.m., that segment, Pacific time, we're going, Rob Simpson from the Gun Box is going to be here, and we're going to give away, we're going to pick the winner. How do you get on? You can still get in. It's simple. Go to Facebook, Armed American Radio on Facebook, like and share the pinned post with the picture of the gun box on it, and your name is in the running. And, boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to get that name and spin that wheel in that segment, and we're going to find out who wins it. You got a great chance to win. It's in the hundreds, not in the millions. So, yeah, we're giving away all kinds of fun stuff. All right, Kevin, I like to talk about guns. You know that. I just bought a new gun yesterday. I picked up a new Glock 48. I had to have it. And I love it. It's the, like, to me, it's like the 1911 of Glocks. I love the thing. It fits me perfectly. I put about 120 rounds through it and loved every second of it. Now, you did something really cool with Charter Arms, and you guys created, and with input from you and the rest of the team, I want you to tell the story about how you guys came up with this new Charter gun and tell us all about it and when we can see it.
Yeah, we wanted to do something extra special for the Concealed Carry Expo. So we were sort of kicking around what might we like to do, and I'm kind of close with the folks over at Charter Arms, and we've been talking with them a little bit. And during the one of the conversations, Nick Ecker, the CEO, the president over there, owner at Charter Arms, he mentioned that he was thinking about doing a seven-shot revolver. And my ears perked up, and I said, oh, well, hang on here, Nick. maybe we can create something like this and launch it right at the Concealed Carry Expo. So we, me and senior editor Ed Combs and even our advertising sales manager Bruce Wahlberg, we sat around, we kicked around what we would like a seven-shot revolver to be. And Nick said he could fit that seven rounds of .32 H&R Magnum into the same diameter cylinder as the .38 Special as a Charter Arms Undercover, which only holds five rounds. And then we just sort of took it from there. So what we came up with is the Charter Professional. And the Professional is, again, seven rounds of .32 H&R Magnum. And we built it on a 3-inch barrel with a full underlug underneath, so it's got a little bit of weight forward on it. So with that .32 H&R Magnum, which is a pretty smooth shooting gun anyway, the little extra weight out front makes it wonderfully balanced. And what we're doing is we had the prototype gun run through and built, and then one gun just for us. And we got a special USCCA serial number on it, and we're giving that gun away at the expo. So people get the chance to win the gun, a free trip to the expo, some ammo and a bunch of other stuff, a really nice holster from Galco, one of their Combat Master holsters that they made to fit this gun. And they will be the second person in America to shoot that gun, because I was the first person, and they delivered it. We took it out to the range, and it was just great. Man, I had such a great time shooting that gun.
Oh, yeah.
It's just wonderful. Yeah.
Let me ask you some questions about it. I'm looking at a picture of it, and I'm a big revolver fan. I've got everything from my Centennial Smith & Wesson, beautiful, all the way up with the Crimson Grips, all the way up to my Smith & Wesson 686 Plus. I love that gun, and it's amazing to me how you can hide a revolver that size on your body. People think revolvers are clunky. They're not clunky. Those things disappear in a good quality holster on the body, far more so than, for example, a Glock 17 or whatever your pick of semi-auto. Am I right in that assessment? Right? Tell me.
Yeah, and what we did is we put together a really nice contoured grip. It's called the backpacker grip on this gun. The grip is the only thing that causes you a problem when you're trying to hide a gun. The barrel length doesn't matter. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. running down, alongside your body. So we put a contoured grip, and it actually makes the gun feel a little bit more like a roundabout revolver when you're grabbing it. And we went with an all-steel frame so we could cover the entire gun with this black nitride finish. It's a proprietary finish from a company. I believe they're in Texas or someplace like that. And this stuff is just impervious to everything. I mean, we put 250 rounds through that gun, and there's not even a ring on the cylinder where the locking mechanism locks up. The stuff is just super tough and really well put together. So, again, I'm really happy with the results. Nick threw in some great ideas too. I mean, over at Charter Arms, they put a neon green light pipe front sight on this thing, and then opened up the rear sight channel to, I think it's 0.20 inches wide. So it's a wide sight channel. You pick up the sight really fast. It's not going to be a target shooting gun, but mm-hmm. boy, for out to combat distances. I mean, we were shooting it out to about 15 yards, and it was just hitting everything we pointed it at. It was just wonderful.
That 32 H&R is going to be just viciously accurate, too. And when you talk about the balance, I can tell by looking at the gun with the steel frame, that thing is going to feel so comfortable in your hand when you're shooting it. I know it for a fact. You know, that grip almost looks like the old Vaquero bird's head grip. It's gorgeous. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, it looks kind of like it's got like a – it's not, but it looks like it. I'm seeing colors of it. But it almost looks like a mother-of-pearl type finish on that steel.
Yeah,
it's got those colors, right?
Yeah, it's just all solid walnut, but however they stain it, however they made it look, I mean, it's just a really good-looking overall piece on there. And we also a couple of people asked me, because there were a couple of people that I mentioned this to, and they said, why would you use 32 H&R Magnum? And so we took out the ballistic gel, and we started shooting that 32 side-by-side with 38, and we had only 1 inch less penetration from the 32. And we actually got better expansion because that 3-inch barrel was giving us a little bit more muzzle velocity out of that out of the 32. So you're not giving anything away using the 32. You're actually just getting two more rounds, and the recoil is a little bit less, you know, and it's much more comfortable to fire. I have an old 1969 era Charter Arms undercover, and when I shoot that gun with 38 Special, the trigger guard smacks against my middle finger, and I can feel that when I'm shooting it. And people have called me names about it because I complain it hurts my finger when I'm shooting. But I didn't get any of that with this 32 H&R Magnum. It was just a dream to shoot. We were shooting it fast and slow and far and close and all sorts of stuff. And so...
Kevin, we'll get ready to take a break. Hold tight with me for just a second. We come back, I want to keep going with this because I want to make a comment, and I want you to tell me how right I am. I've said it over the years, and I've always gotten some strange reaction. People say to me, man, you mean you carry a North American Arms 22 Magnum for self-defense sometimes? Yeah. I'll tell you how I respond to him when I come back right after this. Kevin Michalowski, Managing Editor, Concealed Carry Magazine, talking about the gun that he had the input in designing. Back right after this. Don't go away. Okay, gun lover, this is for you. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you 7 chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Simple, quick, 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use promo code AAR and Mike will give you 30% off plus free shipping. Use code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by The Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID Gun Safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back. Ooh, that is such a great rejoin, and we are going to be giving away a gun box this segment in the third hour of the program. 7:48 segment that starts at 7:48 p.m. Pacific time, 10:48 p.m. Eastern time. Rob Simpson from the Gun Box will be here. We're going to pick a name down at the network, spin a little wheel, and you're going to win it or you're not. You can still get on that. It's simple to do. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Like and share the post at the top that says, like and share this post and win this gun box. I got it pinned up there for you. And you'll love it. You'll also be able to see the link to the page. I put up this revolver a few days ago, so you can see the gun that Kevin and I are talking about right now, this Charter Arms. This thing is satellite radio moment word cool. Very cool. Kevin Michalowski, Managing Editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Welcome back. Let me pick up where I left off in the last break. Go ahead, please.
Before we get into this, I got to say that your sound effects there for spinning the wheel, they scared me.
Yeah, maybe it was, right? But we're going to use a real one when we actually spin it. I won't do that fake one, okay?
Thank goodness. Okay.
I didn't mean to scare you out there in radio land. Well, let's go back to this Charter Arms here. Kevin, and this is always fun to talk about, particularly with somebody like you who knows so much about what we're talking about here. But I've, as you know, I've loved and often carried, and still do, all the time. It's not unusual to find me carrying one of the North American Arms little mini revolvers. I love those guns for a lot of different reasons. And I wrote a piece for Human Events years ago that wound up being the most widely read piece they'd had in months. I mean, it bested Ann Coulter, it bested Nugent, it bested Oliver North and the rest of them on it because it was a top 10 list. And I put that 22 North American Arms revolver as one as my favorite carry gun. And I named the reasons why, and people agreed with it because of those reasons. But, you know, I get this a lot. Dude, really, you'll carry a mouse gun? And here's what I'll say to him. Step back 5 feet. I'm going to put two shots in your chest and one in your forehead. I want you to tell me how you feel about that 22 Magnum. No one's taking me up on that. Because aren't all guns dangerous, Kevin?
Yes, yes, that's exactly it. And the you know, I'm not quite so aggressive as you when I talk about this, Mark, but what I will ask people, if I will say, if I pointed my 32 H&R Magnum at you, would you shoot me? And the answer right. is always yes. You know, if someone was pointing that gun at you, yeah, would you shoot him? Not, you know, I don't ask anybody anymore, you know, would you let me shoot you with this? Because one day some idiot's going to take me up on the offer, and then I'm going to have to back out because I'm not going to be able to shoot him. So that's the reason I go the other way on that now. But honestly, you know, with modern self-defense ammunition today, caliber is much less important. And, you know, all the FBI protocols, they're looking for penetration because any round, any handgun round is nothing compared to a rifle round. It's not going to give you the magical one shot movie stop that everybody is hoping for. So, we chose the best, most powerful round we could get seven rounds into this cylinder. And, that's what we went with. And, I would have, no qualms at all about carrying this or using it as a self-defense.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Nor would I. I would carry it in a heartbeat. No question about it. Kevin, real quick, how do listeners get in on you? Said you're going to give this away. Tell us about that.
We want them to go to concealedcarryexpo.com, and we are giving away chances to win that gun with people who are buying tickets. So tickets to the expo, and then you get enrolled for the opportunity to win the free trip to the expo. We're giving away airfare, hotels, you know, the gun, ammo, the holster, the whole works. I don't know if I was supposed to say ammo or not. Katie might be mad at me for that, but we'll throw in some ammo, too, I promise. But, yeah, it's concealedcarryexpo.com. We want people to come out to Pittsburgh to the Concealed Carry Expo. Not only are we going to have great training and all sorts of stuff going on, but, you know, Pennsylvania is sort of under attack right now with some people up there wanting to change their gun laws. So it's just a great time to be out there and show everybody what responsibly armed Americans are all about.
Yeah, they don't. They're not real happy. Well, everybody but the mayor is, and a couple of the goofball gun haters in the city council in Pittsburgh. But they can't stop us, and they can't stop freedom. And freedom marches on. And I believe, as you know, Kevin, for many years, freedom will always prevail. Sometimes it's an uphill battle, but freedom is always going to prevail. Let me tell you about one of those things that Pennsylvania is under attack. A group of Democrats, imagine that, three of them in particular, Mary Louise Isaacson, Democrat, Angel Cruz, Democrat, Mary Jo Daly, Democrat, referred now their bill. It has been referred to the Judiciary Committee, and it is HB 0768. It is the Gun Registration Act, which would create a gun registry within the state. Take a listen to what this thing will do. It is unbelievable. It will actually, oh boy, every firearm owned by a resident of Pennsylvania will have to be registered. Each registration certificate costs $10 per gun. In order to obtain the said certification, the applicant has to swear under oath and provide name, home address, business address, telephone number, date of birth, social security number, which I think is illegal, age, sex, citizenship, name of the manufacturer of each gun, the serial number, caliber or gauge, model type, two photos taken within 30 days, passport size, full face, head, and shoulders. And if that wasn't enough, the applicant has to also be fingerprinted by the Pennsylvania State Police and background checked, even though they had that when they bought the weapons to begin with. And no applicant can be granted a registration certificate without that background check. The PA State Police has 30 days to deny or approve the application. And get this, the certifications must be done annually, and they also have a right to take your guns away if you fail the registration and they say no. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, and you know what I don't get about all of this and what I don't understand about this is, as you pointed out, the co-sponsors on this are three Democrats. There are millions of Democrats in America who own guns. Millions of Democrat voters who own guns. And the you know, if those people pushing this law forward think that they're serving their constituents, they are 100% wrong. This is not something that's going to help anybody. And I'm just gassed. I mean, it just causes more division, and it will not solve anything. It will not reduce any crime at all. Just making it more and more difficult for people like you and me, and honestly, for all of those Democrat voters who put those people in office, it's making it more difficult for them to own their guns responsibly and legally.
It's an anomaly. I have tried to figure it out here for years. We've talked about it for years and years and years. And what we come to find out, the only thing I can take away from this is, of course, you're talking about the elite at the top who are putting political agenda and their political careers ahead of the will of the voters. And as you said, millions of Democrats, and we've mentioned it here on the program, I've shaken my head and thought, how, you know, you're pulling the lever for these people. You got to step up. We need your voices to be heard when it's the top of your party that is doing this crazy stuff. Now, do I think that this has a chance in Pennsylvania? Kevin, 2 years ago, I'd have said absolutely not. Today, I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know how things are going to go. And, you know, the way I put it to everybody out there, too, is that the things that I do for Concealed Carry Magazine and the USCCA, I do for everybody, regardless of party, regardless of affiliation, race, creed, gender, sexual orientation. It doesn't matter to me. If you own a gun, I am here to help you better own your gun and be safe and make it work the way it's supposed to work.
So, self-defense is a human right, is what you just heard Kevin say. It doesn't discriminate. Yep. You have a right to defend your life no matter who you are, no matter what you think, and no matter where you are. Kevin Michalowski, Managing Editor, Concealed Carry Magazine. Thank you, Kevin. And we're going to bring you back on before or as we get closer to that expo. I just put you on the spot. Does that sound like a plan?
Yes, I will be there. We want as many thousands of people as we can show up to the expo.
Excellent.
Make it your family vacation. Come to Pittsburgh.
There you go. Come to Pittsburgh. Some great places to eat. Love downtown Pittsburgh. You'll be surprised. You'll love it. All right, when we come back, AWR Hawkins is going to be with us. It's going to be a little bit late, but no big deal. We're going to be covering a whole bunch of stuff with him. Armed American Radio. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your next few minutes, and I'll be right back with you, filling your prescription for freedom.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.